The state's oldest business recently reopened after a long renovation. The small grocery store is 168 years old and is near the New Mexico border. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that even after the big revamp, the San Luis People's Market is struggling.
Devon Pena had an ambitious vision: turn a weathered old market passed down from generation to generation into a vibrant food co-op. But it turns out refashioning a historic building isn't easy.
Every week we found unexpected challenges.
The crumbling adobe building was infested with asbestos, lead paint, lead pipes, and mold. Pena's the executive director of the Acequia Institute. That's the nonprofit behind the project. He says every element of restoring the building faced problems.
We originally had a contract for 8 to 10 weeks, and it ended up taking almost 5 months.
But still, much of that work got done. The market's brightly restored wood paneling welcomed customers in May. They perused full grocery aisles above a blue-green polished concrete floor. But issues persist. A planned deli counter and sandwich station arrived broken.
Every single glass part of it was smashed, destroyed.
One of their freezers won't freeze. Then there's the thing every business needs: revenue. Even if the renovations went seamlessly, the market's customer base is currently limited in this impoverished rural area. They're still waiting on authorization to accept SNAP and WIC benefits from customers. They applied in May. All this has meant the initial payroll of 13 employees has dropped to 6. And some of the Acequia Institute's resources are now going toward legal expenses. Adelina Luceros, a Native American woman fired from the Acequia Institute in 2022, she's filed a lawsuit against Pena and the Institute for wrongful termination, as well as racial and gender discrimination and harassment. She says she was fired for reporting what she described as Pena's hostile work behavior. Pena rejected the lawsuit as, quote, completely baseless, but had no further comment. Market staff hope, as replacement equipment arrives and more produce comes in, that revenue will rebound. Meanwhile, a grand reopening celebration planned for the end of July was pushed back to October. In San Luis, Dan Boyce, CPR News.